Blog Talk Radio.
And that was Hey Kid by Chris Woodson. You've heard it here first. Chris is a up-and-coming artist in Nashville, Tennessee. You can check out his music, chriswoodsonmusic.com. You spell his last name W-O-O-D-S-O-N, chriswoodsonmusic.com. Check him out. He has a lot of great music out there. Welcome, everyone, to The Drew Show. Thank you all so much for joining us again for yet another show. We had a great show yesterday with Johnny Lee Clary. Johnny Lee Clary was a former member of the KKK, and now he's an ordained reverend minister. He turned his whole life around. He has a great story of how he struggled with his faith and how his childhood was very, very bad, and the reason he took the path that he took. But he has just a great story of how he changed his life and gave his life to God. And please check that out. It's a great show. I want to welcome back our co-host, David. David, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, man. It's a pleasure to be back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I thought my phone was on mute. My apologies. I'm glad to be back. And I recommend everybody go back and listen to a lot of the shows previously. You had a lot of big names on.
Yeah, we have. Of course, we've had Eva Longoria in the past, the beautiful Eva Longoria. We've had the cast from our two of the guys from Impractical Jokers on True TV. We've had a lot of big guests on. The last one that you joined us for, David, was Jillian Jensen, former X Factor contestant. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. She's a cool little girl. I like her. I say cool little girl. I was gonna say cool chick, but I don't know if people find that offensive or not. But a cool chick. I'll just say a cool chick. But I mean, and you've had some, like, I always bring it up, but you had Mr. Belding, the guy who played Mr. Belding,
Dennis
and
Dale
Murphy.
Right.
Like, that's pretty big names, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that's exciting, especially for people my age, you know.
Right, right. And anyone that watched baseball back in the early 90s are, of course, fans of Dale Murphy and all those guys back there. You know, and I'm a big fan of Dale Murphy, and it was, man, it was great having him on our show. And still talk to Dale a lot, actually. Dale is a really good guy. And so hopefully we're going to have him back on the show soon. I just haven't had time to schedule anything with him, or he hadn't had much time as well. Because he's doing a lot of things with the Braves now. He's doing a lot of broadcasting, so he's pretty tied up.
I'd love to talk to him. I didn't have the chance, you know, previously, but I'd love to talk to him and talk about how he got screwed out of not making the Hall of Fame. They messed him up, man. That's not right.
And we definitely need to have him back on. Dale's a really good guy. There was a foundation where I'm from, or where we're from, actually, Thomaston, Georgia. And he actually, there was a little boy, Ty, who had leukemia. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And I reached out to some of the people I know, some of the people that I've had on the show, reached out to some of them and asked if they would send anything for the celebrity auction that was going to this little boy to help raise money. And Dale was more than happy to send a very nice signed baseball and everything. It was really cool for him to do. He's a really good guy.
That's really awesome. He is a good dude, yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, like I said, I appreciate you coming on and joining us again. And, you know, I know that you have a lot going on down there in Georgia. So last time I talked to you with Jillian, we were talking about how much it was raining down there. So what's the weather like now?
Man, it still rains, it seems like, almost every day. But as of right now, it's sunshiny and beautiful. And I'm hoping it stays that way for a little while. Even though I do love the rain, I mean, it is. I mean, I love the rain because it gives me an excuse when I say I don't want to work out. It gives me an excuse and I don't feel so bad. I'm like, it's raining outside. I can't go out there.
Right.
But now when it's sunshiny, I have no excuse. So
It hasn't rained a whole lot here in Nashville since I've been here. And I've been here for about a month and a half. It hasn't rained a lot at all. So I'm waiting for one of those days, or one of those weeks, I guess, like y'all had, where it pretty much rained every single day for a few weeks.
Oh, man, it's raining crazy. And there's a lake up here, Lake Lanier, which is, you know, in Atlanta or up towards Fire Branch where I'm at, and it usually is never full. It's usually to the point of a drought almost because they keep – the Army Corps of Engineers always keep shuttling water down to Florida and Alabama. It's a big little tussle they got going on. But this year is the first summer, and I don't know how long that is, above full capacity. They can't let enough water out, so it's a good thing. The lakes look beautiful up here.
Yeah, that's nice. Last time I looked at Lake Lanier and all that, well, I don't know if it's necessarily Lake Lanier, but it was a few other things around there. But it was drying up a little bit and all that, so it's good to hear that the water levels are rising. It's always good to hear. Well, man, I say let's start this show. We had the real pleasure only 30 minutes ago, about 30 minutes ago, of speaking to pop icon, a guy that I have so much respect for personally, Mr. Nick Lachey, who, of course, from the group 98 Degrees. It was a great pleasure speaking to him. And he's also the host of The Winner Is on NBC that airs tonight at 9, 8 Central. But I just, like I said, man, I have so much respect for him.
He's a cool dude, man. He seems down to earth. I mean, I know he's, you know, celebrity and whatnot, but he, you know, every time you see him, he's out there, you know, going to sporting events, having a good time, enjoying life, and he seems like a cool guy, and he definitely seemed like it while talking on the phone. You know, I mentioned, you know, my wife had a, you know, it's her celebrity crush, and she never has even mentioned that before, so the fact that she brought up when I mentioned that we're going to be talking to Nick, oh, she almost went crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean... So he's a big deal, even at this day and age. He's still got a lot of people that go crazy for him.
Yeah. And,
my wife included.
Right. And unfortunately, we were limited with our time a little bit with him. But I would have loved to have asked him, and I hope that we can have him back on in the future. I know he's a very busy man, so I'm not sure if that's going to be possible. But I would love to ask him if we ever had him back on how he stays so grounded. Because I mean, you hear of people in his status. that have, you know, have ruined their lives with drugs or alcohol or with partying and all that. And you've honestly, you've never heard anything about Nick Lachey.
No, he stayed pretty much out of the limelight for the most part. Of course, he had that, you know, highly publicized divorce or whatever, but even that went over fairly smooth considering what most, you know, Hollywood divorces go like. So, and he was able to, you know, keep on going and keep, you know, take the high road and not, you know, bad talk anything. So it was really impressive. He, like I said, I think he's from like Kentucky or, you know, lives in Cincinnati. So he's just, you know, a good guy. Just happens to be on TV and happens to be a celebrity.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, let's get right to the interview here. This is our interview we had with Nick Lachey just a few moments ago. And now I'm so pleased to welcome the host of The Winner Is on NBC, Mr. Nick Lachey. Nick, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. I want to thank you, Nick, so much for joining us this morning and taking out the time out of your schedule. I really appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm a big fan of The Winner Is, Nick. I absolutely love the show. I was watching a little bit of it last night, trying to catch up on it a little bit, and man, it's great. First of all, the guy that came on, the Frank Sinatra singer, was incredible. Was incredible. I wish he would have made it all the way to the finales. And then the lady that took the $50,000. In order to, instead of going to the finales, just to find out she would have won in the first place.
Man. Yeah, that's the intrigue of the show is that you know, sometimes the person who technically, you know, won the competition doesn't move on because they chose to take the money. And as you said, I think it was Gina Wagner that decided to take the $50,000, and then when we revealed the scores, it turned out she had the high score and would have moved on. So. That's the thing. Sometimes you make the right decision. Sometimes you make the wrong decision. But at least she left with $50,000 in her pocket, and that's the good news.
All right. One of my favorite quotes I heard you say one time during an interview about this show is, "This is singing competition meets Deal or No Deal." And watching the show is a perfect description for that.
Yeah, it really is. It's you know, you get the excitement of a singing competition show and the great performances and the, you know, the talented people, but you also have the gameplay and the strategy of a game show. So it really makes for very, very, very entertaining TV. You know, which is why I was excited to be the host of it. It's different from, you know, from any other show that I've seen on TV, and so it's just a lot of fun, a lot of fun to be a part of and a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and I have to be honest, when I first saw that this was coming on, part of me was like, oh, no, another singing competition. But when it came on, I was like, oh, my God, this is my favorite show on TV now. It was just the strategy and the way they do the judging is just incredible. I love it. Tell everyone exactly how it works.
Yeah, you have two acts, so to speak, that are competing against one another, and these are people from everyday walks of life. You know, we had a chicken farmer from Oklahoma as one of our contestants. ER nurse from there in Nashville. So these are people from all across the country, not looking necessarily to get a record deal or be discovered, just people who love to sing and are trying to win the money. $1 million is our grand prize. So they sing head to head. We have 101 people in the audience who vote on the performances. We reveal the results of the vote, but we don't know who got what. So as the performers, you're on stage, and you don't know, you know, if I have the high score, if I have the low score. And then I offer them money, $10,000, $25,000, $50,000 to leave the game. So, you know, if they think they got the low score, the smart thing to do is to take the money and leave the show. But, you know, as you alluded to earlier, if you turn, you know, it turns out you have the high score, you don't want to take the money because you would have moved on to the next round. So the goal is to win your preliminary episode and then move into our $1 million finale and have a shot at that $1 million.
Right. And one of the really exciting things for me about the show is every music category. There's no limitations. Any age is allowed from a little girl that I saw up into the older gentlemen that I saw that were in a group. I mean, it's just a great show for all ages.
Yeah, it really is. You know, country, pop, rock, R&B, opera. You know, all different styles of music and people from all different walks of life. As you said, we have everything from, you know, from fifth graders to, you know, to senior citizens competing against each other for, you know, for the money. So it really is. It represents, I think, you know, kind of a cross section of our country and you know, everyone. There's kind of something for everybody. Every type of music, every type of performer. Just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Have you seen anything that's just really surprised you yet? This, now, you've been in the entertainment music business for a very long time, so you've seen so many different acts coming up and everything. So have you seen these people like, oh, my God, I can't believe they haven't been discovered yet?
Well, you know, I think that was the thing that was most surprising to me is just the quality of the performances. I don't know that I was, you know, expecting to hear some of the great voices that I heard. You know, these are people who, again, who have, you know, 9-to-5s and just love to sing. And, you know, they were really poised. You come out to Los Angeles and you're on national TV on a big sound stage at Universal Studios and you think they'd be intimidated, but they weren't. They really, they let it kind of all hang out and gave some great performances. So was very, very impressed by the quality of the talent and the performances.
All right. Absolutely. And I cannot wait to see the upcoming episodes, again, Thursdays at 9, 8 Central on NBC. And Nick, we couldn't let you go without talking about a few other things as well. Man, I was so excited to hear you guys were getting together again for a reunion tour with 98 Degrees, Boys to Men, and New Kids on the Block. How cool is that, man? It must be exciting.
Yeah, it's been it's been a fun summer. You know, honestly, I mean, Boys to Men was a group that we really modeled ourselves after and idolized. So, very surreal to be to be on a tour with those guys and sharing the stage with them, and certainly New Kids, you know, one of the legends of our business. So, just a great summer of touring and some great crowds out there. We're having a blast, you know, back together for the first time in 12 years, and just a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
It must be really cool to go out there every night and sing in front of these people that loved you back in the 90s, and just to see that they're still just as much in love with y'all as they were back then.
Yeah, well, it's funny, and we've all kind of grown up together, and now you see a lot of the fans are grown up and married and bringing their kids to the shows, and a chance to, you know, reconnect and kind of relive some of those memories from back in the day, but also create some new ones. So it's been a lot of fun. Great crowds, you know, 16,000 screaming women. It's not a hard audience to play for.
Yeah, absolutely. And David?
Yeah, speaking of that, my wife has never really mentioned having a celebrity crush or anything. She doesn't talk about anything. But once I told her that I was talking to you, of course, she nearly lost her mind. So if you don't mind, if you could just say hello to Brooke Smith, she would really love that.
Brooke Smith, I'm glad you're a fan. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day.
And also, I did notice that you had a new album about a father's lullaby. And I myself am about to have a father. And I mean, about to have a baby in November, and I'm about to be 35, and I know you had a kid a little later in life like I'm doing. I'm used to just coming home, cracking open a beer, and watching SportsCenter. Wow, what can I expect to change in my life at this point when I do have a son?
Well, you know, you still got to make time to watch SportsCenter and crack open a beer, but yeah, having a kid will definitely change change your priorities and you'll, it just changes everything top to bottom, but, in the most wonderful way. So, you know, it's the ride of your life, but it's a ride you don't want to get off of. It's a blast.
Nice. Yeah. Well, congrats again to you having your kid as well.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely congrats to you and Vanessa, on Camden. Man, I saw the picture on Twitter. Just an adorable little boy. I know you're proud.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're very proud and very much enjoying being parents. A lot of fun.
Right, absolutely. Nick, I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's a true pleasure for you to come on. Again, the winner airs Thursday at 9, 8 Central on NBC. Thank you so much again.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Nick Lachey from The Winner Is and 98 Degrees. David, welcome back to the show.
Oh, man, he was a really nice guy. He seems like somebody you can just crack open and watch a game with. So.
Yeah, he really does. I was, you know, and I tell, I don't tell many people this, but usually I like to, I make sure that what any interviews we do, I at least have about a 48 hours notice before the interview. I like to have about a week's notice, to be honest with you, but I prefer at least a 48 hour notice just to get prepared for the show. And I was just told, I was just confirmed about Nick yesterday afternoon that we were going to have him on the show, and I did not even blink an eye. I was like, "Oh heck yeah, man! You could let me know an hour before the show was going to air, and I'd do it." You know, Nick.
Oh yeah, you can't pass that up, no sir.
Yeah, Nick is a guy that, like I said earlier in the show, that I have a lot of respect for, and he just, you know, I would have dropped everything just to be able to speak with him today. So,
yeah, well, I'm pretty sure we got a lot more female listeners because of that, because everybody loves some 98 Degrees back in the day, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was really cool seeing them get back, seeing them talk about getting back together for a reunion tour. Like I said, 98 Degrees, Boys to Men, and New Kids on the Block. I mean, that was a group of the 90s, man. I mean, of course, you had the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all that, but those three groups right there were, you know, they were the thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, New Kids on the Block, heck, I think they might have even been in the 80s, it seemed like, but they were the thing, you know, they were like, you know, kind of the original boy band. But for me, I mean, Boys to Men was, you know, that was my wheelhouse. That was my, you know, Motown, Philly. I mean, you just can't beat that. All matching clothes. I loved some Boys to Men back in the day. So I can't say that I would go to a concert with all those three just simply because it would be kind of, I'd go with my wife, let's just say that.
Yeah.
But it would definitely, I'd definitely love to go see Boys to Men and 98 Degrees. And I might be hanging tough, too, with Niggas on the Block. I can't lie.
So you know the songs. You admitted that you know them, though.
I may or may not know a few. Hanging Tough, I know that one. I may go step by step and name all the songs out, but I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Hey, man, anything that the chicks liked back in the day, I ended up liking because, you know, whatever chicks like, you follow along, and the chicks will follow. That was my rule. So it didn't work, but that was my rule.
I have one thing to admit, and I get made fun of a lot for this whenever I say it. But my first concert that I ever went to in my life was New Kids on the Block. My cousin had an
extra
ticket. That
might be too far.
My cousin had an extra ticket one time, and I went with him, and we were, this is very vague, I was so young, I cannot remember exactly, but I remember we were maybe about 10 rows from the stage. It was, I remember it being really cool, and I was a big fan of their music and all that, but you know what, we're just going to leave it at that. So.
Yeah, you might have said too much as is. However, I mean, if you want to go pick up, you know, the females, there's going to be an arena full of them. So
yeah,
that's a good place to pick up chicks.
But you know, and like I said, I don't remember how long ago this was, but you know, but when you're 12 years old, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're not thinking about it too much. So
no, you're just like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
Did you do the dance? Let's be honest. Did you do the little hanging tough dance or the step by step, whatever it was they did?
No, I did not.
I'm willing to bet you. No, I believe you did, but we'll let it slide.
All right. We'll keep it between
whoa,
us.
Whoa, right. Hanging tough. I see you little Andrew out there doing a little dance.
Hey, now, I may have went to the concert 20 years ago, but you're the one over here singing the song, so.
I ain't got no shame. I ain't scared.
Yeah.
I'm also going to Michael Bublé in November, so.
Are you?
I'm down with that.
Well, that's actually pretty cool. Where is he going to be?
He's going to be at the Gwinnett Arena. I'm hoping to go. It's I think it's late October, and my son is due to be born early part of November, so fingers crossed I may or may not be going. If I don't go, it will still be a good thing because it'll mean there's a baby boy in my lap. So,
right.
But I do, my wife definitely wants to see him, and, you know, Michael Bublé is kind of like the new Frank Sinatra, so.
Yeah. So
he's a big deal.
And I was going to ask you about that as well, man. What are y'all going to name your son?
We are going with Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Reed Smith. Lawton Reed Smith. It's something, we wanted something a little bit different, but also something kind of sounds like a Southern lawyer, you know, Lawton Smith, attorney at law.
Right. I like that. I like that a lot. Now, are you and your wife real scared? What's going through your mind?
You know what? I'm not scared of the part of having a baby and, you know, having a screaming baby, because I just know that's part of it. I'm scared about having to pay for daycare. My gosh. It is a arm or leg, man. They are proud of keeping your baby. It's like, man. But, I mean, then you don't want to go too cheap, because you're like, why is this so cheap?
Right.
Do y'all even watch the kids? Y'all just put them in the corner? Man, hey, it is expensive to have a baby. I don't know how these people have babies and just multiple babies and no job and all that. I'm like, how in the world? I can't keep up as it.
Because now you live up there pretty far, don't you? I mean, you don't live in the small town of Thomaston, Georgia anymore.
No, it's still a fairly small town, but not Thomaston small, of course. We got more than a couple of red lights up here, but it is a little different. You know, down in Thomaston, you could just pay your neighbor like $40 a week to watch a kid all day, but it ain't like that no more. You got to go to these big places, and people, they want some money these days.
Yeah.
You can't have the little cheapo, just, you know, some neighbor down the street watching them for next to nothing like you used to could. It costs money now, so.
Yeah.
Gonna have to fork over that. My golf game's probably gonna sacrifice because of this. you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
That's true. Exactly true. Well, man, congratulations to both of y'all, and I know y'all are both gonna make great parents, and I know you're gonna be so happy, and I know you're gonna be talking about it on your show as well. You do a podcast as well, DavidandPoPO.com, right?
That's it. Yeah, Inappropriate Commentary. We've already mentioned it slightly here or there, but I will be talking about, and I will be brutally honest about the struggles that I have with taking care of a kid. It's going to be tough, you know, both financially but also mentally to take care of a kid. It's one thing to, you know, you have your nieces and nephews to be able to hang out with them and then pretty much give them back, but you can't give these kids away. They it's there with you the whole time, so
right.
It's going to be a little different. And I have, to this day, have never changed the diaper, so my first diaper change will be taking place soon, so I got to mentally prepare myself for that.
Yeah, you'll do just fine. I know it seems overwhelming right now just to think about it, but you'll do just fine, man.
I'm hoping so. We are taking donations to the diaper fund. If anybody wants to donate, contact me.
The diaper fund.
Because I'm pretty sure
you
can never run out of diapers. You got to keep buying diapers, is what I've been told.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, you're welcome to give a shout out here if you want. Do y'all have a baby registry or anything set up anywhere online?
You know, we actually don't. Not yet. We need to get on that. You know, you never know. Somebody might want to buy me something, but we need to get on that. It's a daunting task, man. I don't know. You don't have any kids, do you, Andrew?
I have two.
You have two kids?
I have two, yeah. 10 and 11.
Oh, well then you know how it is when you had to go register. That is a, oh, buddy.
Right.
I mean, there's so much that you think you may want, or everybody tells you what you need, this and that, and don't want. It's just, it's daunting, man. I don't know where to start. You know, my wife is trying to get everything figured out, what we need and what we don't need, but it's, you walk into Babies R Us or something, and it's just, for me, it's intimidating. I'm like, man, do I really need all this stuff? Which I'm sure most of it I don't, but, you know, they sell it, so you know, you got to have it if they sell it.
Right.
It's tough.
Right. Well, y'all get through it. I know y'all will. Well, David, I know we're running out of time, but I want to thank you so much again for joining us, and I want to thank everyone for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter at DrewBTR. This is very simple, DrewBTR. And David, you can follow David at D40Smith. So follow David as well, and send him a tweet and congratulations for his upcoming baby.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even remember Twitter.
I believe that's it, isn't it? D40 Smith.
Yeah.
D40 Smith.
D40 Smith. Yeah. That's it.
Well, David.
I don't think that's that.
Well, David, thank you again for joining us, and man, I look forward to you coming on with us in the future.
As always, Andrew, I appreciate every time you have me out, man. Thanks again. Everybody, be sure to go to iTunes and rank The Drew Show 5 stars, of course, and give a good testimony of what you've heard and all that good stuff.
Yes, please.
Help us out. We sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you mentioning that. Please go do that and give us 5 stars or however that works. Please help us out in any way you can. It's greatly appreciated. Please watch it tonight on NBC at 8/9 Central. David?
Watch what?
Sorry, we had a little hiccup for just a second, apparently. But again, thank you all so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. And please follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR. Thank you.